Now it's time that we explored this subject in more general terms and also more deeply. And in so doing, our main point of departure will be the fourth factor in the disappearance of Buddhism from India, that is to say, the partial absorption of Buddhism by Hinduism. Or rather, we shall be giving a more detailed consideration to some of the issues involved in this factor. Now let us try to list some general characteristics. First of all, general characteristics of ethnic religion, then general characteristics of universal religion. I'm not going to define the word religion itself, I'm going to let perhaps a definition emerge just as we proceed. First of all, characteristics of ethnic religion. As the term suggests, ethnic religion is the religion of an ethnos, of a race, of a people, that is to say, of a group of people related, at least originally related, by blood. And this particular group, this ethnic group, is usually tied to a particular locality, a particular geographical area. And we find, therefore, that ethnic religion tends to be identified with that locality and with that area, especially with the culture of that area. We'll see how this works out in concrete cases a little later on. We find also that an ethnic religion is collective. It's not anything pertaining to the individual as such, but to the human collectivity. And this collectiveness is perhaps the basic characteristic of ethnic religion, one which, as it were, summarizes all the others. Ethnic religion is the religion of the group as group, and of the individual only indirectly. It's the religion of the individual, that is, the group member, not the free individual, the non-group member. It's the religion of the individual only insofar as he is a member of the group. The group being the family group, the tribal group, the clan group, and so on. In this way, ethnic religion is collective. Ethnic religions have, we find also, no one single founder. You can't point in the case of the ethnic religions to any one person and say, this person is the founder of this religion. And in the same way, there are no individual followers. You don't follow an ethnic religion because you are an individual following that religion. You follow it, as I've said, only as a member of the group, the tribe, the clan, the family. And of course, you have to be born into this group. This is another characteristic of ethnic religion. You can't join them. You have to be born into them. And hence, there's no such thing as conversion. An ethnic religion, we find, invariably affirms the values of the group. It affirms collective values. It doesn't affirm individual values. It exalts values which ensure the survival of the group as a biological, as an anthropological entity. And we therefore find that ethnic religion emphasizes, indeed consecrates, such things as marriage, family and tribal relationships in general, submission to the group, to the elders, and authority. There are some other characteristics of ethnic religion too, but these which I've indicated will suffice for our present purpose. These are the general characteristics of ethnic religions.